bring Christian greetings to each of you tonight in the name of Jesus. It's good to be back and worship with you again. As I was thinking about coming back to Elm Street and standing behind the pulpit again, I thought that, you know, I don't think that I ever preached a Sunday evening message here. The dynamics are much the same. It's just dark outside. So it's good to be back again and share with you all. I bring you greetings from the chapel congregation. You're all welcome to come and visit us. We enjoy having you come. Title has been said already this evening: Submission, the Word, the Church, the Home. I'm not sure what you have come expecting to hear tonight. I know that the Lord knows about this subject, and I'm trusting that He will be able to feed your soul with what you stand in need of. As was mentioned, submission is not a popular topic in our culture today, and I'm not sure that in humanity from creation, if submission was real popular with humanity. As I studied this subject, it kept morphing and getting larger and larger and larger. So I do not want to keep you real long tonight. We're going to turn to a number of scriptures tonight as we look at this subject. The scriptures can say it so much better than I can. I'd like to start by looking a little bit at submission. What is the definition of submission? Simple outline, we're going to look at that first of all, then we're going to look at the Word, the Bible, and then we're going to look at the church, and then look at the home. So what is the definition of submission? Webster defines submission as, number one, an act of submitting something as for consideration or comment. And number two, the condition of being submissive, humble, or compliant. We know what these are. Your students, you know what these words mean, but it's good just to think about what we're actually talking about. A condition of being submissive, humble, or compliant. Third definition is an act of submitting to the authority or control of another. This word comes from the Latin word submissio, which means act of lowering. Act of lowering. When an individual is submissive, they are inclined or willing to submit to others. When they're submissive, they're inclined or willing to submit to others. So we could ask the question to ourselves, as a general rule, as I live my life day by day, is my disposition as a person, the spirit of who I am, is it inclined or willing to submit to others? We get that, don't we? Also, it is yielding and meek. The Bible definition for submit or submitted is to be under obedience, to be in subjection to, and to submit self unto. We can note some key words that we can note as it relates to this subject, is humble, compliant, yielding, obedient, lowering, and of course, submissive. Is submission an act or is it a state of mind? Some questions for you. Is submission an act or is it a state of mind? Does submission come naturally? Is the lack of submission greater today than in previous generations? Some thoughts, some questions for you to think about. I'm not going to answer those. Something for you to think about. So down our way, I travel Route 73 quite often. And there's, in the town of Oley, it's a busy intersection. It's a busy town. There's a lot of traffic. And recently, they put in, at the one intersection, they put in a roundabout. You know what roundabouts are? It's that circle where everybody enters the roundabout. There's no traffic light. There's no stop sign. You come into the roundabout. Well, at the roundabout, as you enter the roundabout, depending which way you're coming, you're going to see a sign that says yield. The other morning I was going to work, it was dark, and I was coming up to the roundabout. There was a vehicle in front of me, and there was a truck, a semi, coming the other way from my left. He entered the roundabout, and the vehicle in front of me entered the roundabout. And they both were headed for the same space on the roundabout. You know what that means? So I saw that, oh, there's going to be a crash, and I'm going to see the crash. Well, there wasn't a crash. There was horns blowing, and there was sharing of the space, and everything went fine. And I wondered if they actually did crash or make contact. I wasn't sure because the one vehicle pulled off to the side, and the other vehicle kept going, and then the other vehicle went, and he pulled into Dunkin' Donuts. It was time for a coffee break or something. But I believe everything was fine. I do not believe that they actually crashed. But from what I had observed, you know, as I thought about that in relation to this subject, you know, life is that way, isn't it? You think about your life today, as you were living life. Maybe as you did church life this morning, as you were here at church, did both of you enter the roundabout at the same time? Well, what is the biblical way to look at those situations? When we both enter the roundabout and we both are going to occupy the same space, well, you know what? If there isn't a yielding, there's going to be a crash. And there's going to be more help needed, probably. Submission. Yielding. I observed something else on my way to work, traveling 222. I drive a little bit over an hour to work and home again, 2 hours a day. And I get to see a lot of things as I travel. I couldn't believe it. One morning I was traveling. There was a vehicle that passed me at a fairly high rate of speed on Route 12 it was. And I saw up ahead that you're not going to get far. There's vehicles up there. He was in the passing lane. There was a vehicle in the right lane. And it appeared to me like it was a calculated move. He just came over and pushed the other vehicle on the shoulder and kept on going. I think he knew that the other vehicle was there. He just was coming over, and I need to get there. I don't know. Maybe there was an emergency. I don't know. But you know what? We can live our life that way as individuals. In church life, in home life, we can even do that in relation to reading the Word. Submission. Well, let's look at submission, the word. I invite you to turn with me to James chapter 4. James chapter 4, I'm going to be reading verses 1 to 10. I'd like to look at two points. Submission, the word, to the word. James 4, verses 1 to 10. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask not and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore is a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do ye think that the Scripture saith in vain, the Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Point number one, submission, the word. Point number one is new life comes through submission to the word of God. New life comes through submission to the word of God. Elementary truth. But verse 7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Verse 8, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. And notice the responsibilities. Cleanse your hands. Ye sinners, purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn, and let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. Foundational to a life of yieldedness is submission to God and resistance to the devil. Foundation to a life of yieldedness or submission is submission to God. You see, naturally, we want to pamper ourselves. Naturally, we want what is going to make Dave feel good. It's not natural for us to want to yield and submit to others. It takes work. Submitting to God means that we are responsive to the call of God in our lives. Submit, we said, be subject to. It carries the idea of a military term, which means to rank under. To rank under. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. How humble are you tonight? How low can you go in submitting to, and we'll talk about that in just a moment, but how humble are you? How willing are you to yield? We're talking about the word here. Number two, point number two, the word of God provides for man the roadmap for righteous living. The word of God provides for man the roadmap for righteous living. Turn with me now, if you will, to 2 Timothy chapter 3 for this point. A few verses here. You see, what I'm endeavoring to point out to us is this, is that submission, as it is worked out in all other relationships, must be rooted in our submission to God and his word. Because God and His Word, submission to God and His Word, is paramount. It is out of that that we submit to the church and we submit in the home. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Reading a few verses here. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge and to truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. Verse 14, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Why? That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. The Word of God provides for man the roadmap for righteous living. I want to throw out a warning, and that is this, for myself. I enjoy listening to podcasts. But brethren, we need to be careful, and we need to be diligent in knowing what we're listening to and who. Submission to the Word of God equips man for service. It is profitable for doctrine, teaching. It's profitable for teaching, for reproof, rebuke, exposing of sin, correction. This word correction in the Greek says epinorthosis. It's epinorthosis. What does that mean? It means restoration to an upright state. Who of us does not need restoration to an upright state in our life? Where are you getting your restoration for your upright state? Is the question. Submission to the Word. Submission to the Word. Submission to the Word is foundational to working out practical submission in the church and in the home. I said about podcasts. How much time do I spend reading my Bible in a week as compared to sitting at the table of my smart device? Just asking the question. Just asking the question. I am of the opinion that we do not even understand the conditioning effects upon our lives with the current acceptance of our smart devices and in how we communicate. I'm of that opinion. I don't have statistics for you here. But we are relating in a younger generation, and our relating together skills are changing. Subtly. We must take the Word of God and read it. I listen to it on my way to work. But you know what? Listening to it is not the same as when I take my Bible and I open it up and I study to preach at Elm Street. It's different. I just throw that out. Submission to the Word. All right, the church. Well, just backing up. You see, by nature, we are dark people. By nature, born without Christ in our lives, we are dark, and we need to be illuminated and lightened by the Word of God. And as we read the Word, and as the Spirit moves in a heart of an individual and convicts them of sin, and they accept Jesus, that they're given a new life. They're given a new direction. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. There's a new direction. And there's a calling out of, and there's a placing into. The Bible is clear. As you read the book of Acts and as you study the scriptures, the Bible is clear that there is a calling out of darkness and the works of darkness, and there's a placing into a body. And that we call the church. What is the church? To read what we say in our decrees of what the church is. Find it here. We believe that the church, and listen closely to this, because if you've given your heart to the Lord, you're part of the church. We believe that the church is the body of Christ, composed of all those who through repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ have been born again and were baptized by one Spirit into one body, and that it is her divinely appointed mission to preach the gospel to every creature, teaching obedience to all his commandments. Submission to the church. The church is the body of Christ on earth, both visible and invisible. The church, the Greek word for church is ecclesia. It means simply called out. 1 Peter chapter 2, to turn there, the church. We're talking about submission. Talk about the Word, and we're talking about the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and verse 9 and 10. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. The church is the body of believers who have been called out of darkness, sinful bondage of the world, and are living proof and testimony to the saving power of God. It's the church. Is there a change in the climate of today's church people, thought processes of church? Is there a change? You see, You know, a lot of the big shopping malls are sort of closing out, right? There's quite a few of them. My neighbor man used to, he was part owner of a sports business, and they had a lot of, quite a number of stores in shopping malls. And talking with him, he said, well, he said, since the shopping mall, people aren't going to the malls anymore as much to do their shopping. They've sold a lot of stores, closed out, and he got another job at an automobile dealership. I think he still has some parts in some of the stores, but closed down a lot. You see, people are ordering online, and it gets delivered to your house. But I raised the question, is that same thought process lingering in the minds of people related to church? Is there a growing individualistic mindset? And why? I'm just raising these questions. Submission is not a popular idea. We talked about that. People want freedom. Freedom, well, the idea of submission to many carries the thought of bondage. Freedom, on the other hand, is liberty to do as one pleases without restraint and opposition. But you know what? There is wonderful freedom and liberty for the Christian, a freedom the world will never know without its surrender to Jesus Christ. You know, there is glorious freedom within the realms of the Church of Jesus Christ. There's glorious freedom. Submitting. What does the Bible say about submission to the church? Number one, to experience growth in righteousness will require subjection to our Father's chastening. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 9. I need to hasten on here. To experience growth in righteousness will require subjection to our Father's chastening. Hebrews 12 and verse 9. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? Experience growth. I do not understand how God moves in the lives of his children, but one thing I know is that everything he allows is a testing ground for improvement or decay. But in the body of the church, we live together. We function together. We face life together. We submit to each other. And I do not know, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this point here. What does it mean? I like to study it more, learn more. What does it mean when the Father chastens us? How does he chasten us? But we submit together. We help each other grow as we respond to the Father and his chastenings. Number two, the Church of Jesus Christ is edified when each member fills his place. Ephesians 4, verse 16, for when the whole body, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Verse 25, Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. The church of Jesus Christ is edified when each member fills his place. Number three, biblical leadership leads with a heart of humility, submitting to the elder. 1 Peter 5 and verse 5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Younger ones, it is wise for us to hear the voice of the older ones. That's biblical. Submit yourselves unto the elder, yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. You see, for there to be anything like submission, there needs to be leadership. There, you cannot have submission without leadership. There needs to be something to submit to. Biblical leadership leads with a heart of humility. There's more I would like to say on that, but if you're in leadership today, and we all are leading something, someone, we're leading. The Bible tells us we're not to be lords over the flock, but to be servants, making it easy for people to follow. Number four, the fear of God present in the heart of the believer is the foundation for submission one to another. We talked about that at the outstart, but Ephesians 5:21, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Ephesians 4:23 talks about being renewed in the spirit of our mind. Spiritual mind renewal changes a person's opinion of themselves and others. It changes a person's opinion. Spiritual mind renewal. We could look in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 and 32. We could look at the fruits of a renewed mind. I don't think we'll do that. Submission to the church. What do you do? What is your tendency? What do you do when business meeting is, and you know what? I really like the way the vote came out. It carried on my favor. I liked it. We're going to get a new so-and-so. Well, I was really going to say the other way. What do we do when the vote isn't our way? Just a question. Submission to the church. You see, the Bible teaches us that we must obey God rather than men. And God forbid we would be part of a church that is going liberal or that is going against Bible teachings. Now, what is the word for that when you no longer can go along with the teachings? You see, I think all of us should have in our minds and in our homes, our parents, husbands, wives, young people, we should have in our minds, we should know the scripture to the point that in our minds, we have some non-negotiables. These are non-negotiables to us. I will not be a part of if this. And the Bible teaches us what those need to be. As a guiding roadmap, You see, the three Hebrew boys, when they were told to bow, their submission to God overruled. Their submission to God was what directed them in life. But I fear today that just maybe we must have a relationship with God. We must. But you know what? We also must have a relationship with each other and submit one to another. Love one another. There's more we could say on that. How easily are you offended? How easily are you offended? How easy is it for you to give your brother or sister the benefit of the doubt? Or how easy is it for you to give the leadership the benefit of the doubt? You see, a mind that is processing on the negative will come out on the negative. Loved ones, we need to feed on the Word of God. And do not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. You see, do I appreciate what I have been saved from and brought into? And am I willing to do what it takes to make church life happen? Is the burden on my heart. Okay, moving to the home. Submission in the home. I do not have a whole lot to say about this one. But I was challenged this past week. We have a Spanish-speaking couple that recently started attending chapel. They are, don't know exactly what their age is. I would say maybe 50s, low 60s. Their five children are all in El Salvador. And they showed up at our church one day. They were actually going to be leaving. One of the sisters was outside and saw them pulling out the driveway and stopped them and invited them in. The wife does not know English very, very little, hardly any. Dimas knows some English. We can communicate some. But we had them over to our house on Friday night to visit together. And as we were making those plans, one of the sisters of the church uses WhatsApp to translate. She sends a message in English, and our friend reads it in Spanish, and that's how we communicate. On the sisters communicate, by and large. But as we were making plans Friday, I was really blessed. And the response came back from this lady. She says, "Depends what my husband says. Depends what my husband says." And throughout our visit on Friday evening, she was, by and large, quiet. Talked when she was asked questions. We had someone there translating and talking with them. But she left him do the talking. Why am I saying all this? I'm saying all this to say that God is a God of order. There is headship order. And when properly followed, home life is beautiful. Our friends, as we're learning to know them, are very, they know the word. We're searching for, anyway, it's a longer story. I won't tell you now. You can ask me later if you care to. But pray for us in relation to that as we relate to them and as we are there for them. Ephesians 5:22 says, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord." We must keep reading and understand that it is also equally important in the marriage relationship that the husband love his wife like Christ loved the church. There are three biblical directives given in Ephesians chapter 5, and let's turn there. Let's look at them. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 to 25, and then chapter 6 and verse 1. "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, or submissive unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall join unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh." Leave off reading there. Verse chapter 6 and verse 1. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And, ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." Three biblical directives: wives, submit; husbands, love; children, obey. Happy home life can be a reality when home is submitted to God. All are submitted to God. God is a God of order. I said before, he has established the order of headship. Submission to authority, learning of submission to authority, I believe, starts in the home. Our children need to learn at a young age that their will is subject to the will of their parents. Biblical discipline, consistently applied and administered by love, brings security to a child. There are pressures bearing down upon us. The ease of communication has sped up our lifestyle to a rate that it is becoming increasingly difficult to take the time to build deep, lasting relationships. I have three questions. I want you to think about these three questions. Number one, fathers or husbands, does your wife know what it is like to be loved by a man who loves the Lord, first of all, and then secondly, loves her with Christ-like love? Does she know what that is like? We're talking about submission in the home. Number two, wives, does your husband know what it is like to be honored and respected by a woman or his wife who loves the Lord first of all and secondly submits her will to his and seeks to be his helpmeet as best she knows how? And number three, children, do you honor and obey your parents as they endeavor to train you and teach you the ways of God? Submission in the home. I have so much, there's so much in my own life that I need to grow in. But I'm really burdened about this. And I wonder if as parents, we are taking the time to nurture our own marriage relationship and to nurture our children. To submit together. Submit together. To communicate together. Maybe your life is, it seems like if we do not intentionally plan that we're going to have family night, it doesn't happen. Now, I know we are to talk with our children, by the way, and I think we should be doing that, fathers, taking our children with us Saturdays or evenings and having them out in the garden with us. We do not always have to go to the cabin and do something extravagant, but that it is happening. Submitting together. Building relationships. I'd like to conclude by reading Philippians chapter 2, a few verses. Philippians 2 gives us an insight into the heart of Jesus and his willingness to subject himself to the death of the cross. And we are admonished by Paul and Timothy to let this mind be in us. Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. I'm going to read this without further comment. We'll close. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. May God bless us together as we endeavor to have the mind of Christ in us, submitting ourselves together in our relationships and avoiding the individualistic approach to life. God bless you.